Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Spencer Davis Group there with you. Glad to be here with you, and going to have a great visit with our new friend, John Bean. John is somebody that you haven't met on this show before. John is an Institute certified personal executive and team coach. He specializes in helping people put their best foot forward, and he does that all around the world. He brings over 30 years of experience working with a wide array of organizations and companies and individuals. He is the author of the new book, The Professional Human Being, Profiting from Purpose. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book, by the way. And
Thank you.
What do you mean by being the professional human being?
Well, I think it's probably our first job, the number one job that we should be. Be human beings first and then be everything else second.
Well, I agree with you. One of the things that I do like to – I was interested in your book immediately because of the way you use the term human being. I think – that we all there are certain words that I think we ought to say more often, and human being, of course, is two words. But I think human being is a term that we all ought to say and think of more often. Don't you?
Oh, I agree. I just think it's one of those things that after all, we are all humans, and we all do have lives and feelings and what have you. And I think we can be very professional, but I think we can also recognize our humanity.
Well, exactly, and that humanity is what makes us different from all other beings, isn't it?
It is. Our thoughts and our feelings and what have you.
Self-awareness. That's
mm-hmm.
But talk to us about, I know one of the things you like to talk about is meaning what you say and saying what you mean. Tell us what you mean by that.
It's having integrity. And I talk about it, we've all grown up saying that we should all have integrity. But in thinking about it, it's also a very efficient way of doing business, an efficient way of doing anything. Because when you say what you mean and mean what you say, you don't have people wasting time trying to figure out how you're spinning something or what you
mean.
You
mean no games?
No games.
Wow. Imagine that, a world with no games.
Well, you can
it would be a lot more efficient, wouldn't it?
Well, sure, it'd be a lot more direct now.
And when I say games, I mean that in the sarcastic way.
I understand. Yeah, and I agree. We can have a good time and still be honest.
Right. Right.
But
absolutely.
But it even goes a little further than that in terms of having your core values, whatever they are. And I'm not going to preach about what your core values should be. But sticking with them, and sometimes having integrity and saying what you mean and meaning what you say can be a lonely business.
Why is that? Why is it lonely?
Well, if you are not in agreement with the group around you, the people that are working with you, if they are doing something that you totally disagree with, sometimes it's difficult to stand up and say, I really don't agree. I really don't think we should do that.
And that's another area that human beings are unique in the world, and that's in the area of courage.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We see animals doing things that we might call courageous, but really it's instinctive. Courage, as you know, is doing something brave after you've had time to think about it.
Yeah, I think that's true courage.
And so, bravery is more of a reaction, but courage is when you've had time to think about it. What was it? Somebody said, courage is bravery that said its prayers or something like that. And so human beings have the ability to be courageous, but in order to accomplish what you just said, to stand up to the crowd and say, you know what, I just don't agree with this. I don't like the way this is going. I don't want to be part of this, or I'd like to see us move in another direction. In order to do that, you got to have courage.
You do. And the only way you can fortify your courage is to know who you are and what you are and what your values are and what your purpose in life is.
Well, I always thought that my tendency to be that way was because I was different from everybody else, that I was just kind of an oddball or whatever, which I know there are plenty of people who say, well, Jim, that is why you do that. But the thing is that I have stood up and said that before, and then I've had other people say, I'm glad you said that. I agree with you. They just didn't want to say it first.
That's true. You'll find that oftentimes you really aren't alone. Other people... people are just people, and we live in a world where it feels like we work for the system rather than the system working for us. And to stand up and rage against the system or to tilt the windmills like Don Quixote, it takes a certain amount of courage, but you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way.
Is that how we acquire courage by believing that we're not the only people who think this way? Is that one way to get courage?
I think that helps. I think the most important thing is knowing who you are. I mean, taking the time. We live in a 24/7 world, right? Always right. going, always going, always going for the bottom line and getting the most money. Nothing wrong with that. As long as it's put in context, and what we need to do from time to time is to get by ourselves and really understand what it is that we believe. And, you know, once you do that, it makes your decisions a lot more efficient also, and it helps bolster your courage because you know what you believe, and if something goes contrary to what you deeply believe, it makes it a little easier to stand up and talk about it.
You use the word purpose on the cover of your book.
Yep.
Doesn't having purpose and knowing what that purpose is and believing is in it, doesn't that contribute to courage?
Well, I think so. If you're adrift in a boat, the wind will blow you anywhere you want. But if you know where you want to go, you can get on the rudder, you can turn the wind to your advantage, and if the storm comes up, you still know where you want to go. You still can point yourself in that direction and hang on for dear life, but having a sense of purpose in your life is absolutely essential, in my opinion.
John, when we come back, I'm going to ask you how we find out what that is, because I know a lot of people, I hear from people, who don't know exactly where they want to go, especially in business. I want you to help us find out how to get that purpose. We each have purpose. We just have to find it. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our new friend, John Bean, the author of The Professional Human Being. We're back. It's 23 after. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Bean, the author of The Professional Human Being. John, give us your website, please.
My website is www.john, J-O-H-N-M as in Michael, Bean, B-E-A-N, like the vegetable, johnmbean.com.
Right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find a pretty picture of me. You'll also be able to buy a copy of my book, subscribe to a newsletter. And
if they buy it from your website, will you autograph it for them?
Well, you know,
that wasn't a hard question, John. Work with me here.
Yeah, no. It's the logistics of it. I can go to the warehouse and I can autograph it. Yes.
If one of my audience buys your book from you, I'm gonna say you need to autograph it for them.
Okay.
So, folks, be sure to we want to complicate John's life. So, if you buy his book, please be sure to tell him you heard about it from me and that you want an autograph. That's one of the ways you can find out, John. Okay, let's get back in.
If you're in Fiji, I'll come and autograph it personally.
There you go. Yeah, all expense paid. Okay, let's talk about this purpose thing.
Okay.
A lot of people are working a job and they want their own small business. They don't know, and they consider that to be part of their purpose in life. They want to have something that belongs to them. How do they find whatever that is? Maybe they don't know it, but their purpose is to stay where they are. They just think they want to be somewhere else. But they need help sorting all that out. How do they find that purpose?
Well, as trite as this may sound, you should always be looking for purpose. Keep your eyes open and be open to the possibilities. That's a funny term, but it's kind of relaxing and leaving yourself wide open to look around and see what's really out there and see how you react to it. The other thing to do, I advise my people, is to let go, which is a little different from being open. In fact, you have to let go before you be open.
What is that? What is let go? What does that look like?
Let go means consciously letting go of perceptions that you may have, that you may have carried over from childhood. It's letting go of any past hurts. It's letting go. I give an illustration in The Professional Human Being where if somebody's wronged you, you may have thoughts of revenge. Somebody wrongs you, they do it one time. And you have thoughts of revenge, and they grow, and they fulminate, and they've wronged you, in your mind, 50, 100, 200 times. Who exactly is getting hurt here? Mm-hmm. The person who did the wrong, or you who keep bringing it up to yourself? And, in fact, if the person who did you the wrong is not a very nice person, they'd be delighted to know you were so miserable.
And when they're long gone, it's been a long time. They haven't even thought about it anymore, and you're letting it be the hurt that keeps on giving, aren't you?
Absolutely, and sometimes that type of thing gets in the way. And so if you can let go of preconceived notions and let go of all the childhood fantasies or whatever and see what it is that you yourself are turned on by, and what you yourself are capable of, that's the thing to do.
One of the things that I learned a long time ago that was kind of an important moment in my life was when somebody said you can become two different kinds of people based on how you were raised. You can either be a reaction to your raising, or you can be a product of your raising. And I kind of was thinking about that as you were just telling us what you were saying just now, that you can either be a reaction to how you find other people and how they treat you, or you can be a product of how they treat you. And so you can either turn it into something that's reactionary or something that you can make into something positive.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a very good observation. You know what one of the basic tenets of humanity is choosing a positive attitude. And I'm not saying, put on a happy face, although it's not the worst thing you can do. But it's making the intellectual decision to be as positive as you can about whatever situation you're in. George Washington Carver said, doing the best you can with what you've got where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, choosing a positive attitude is like forgiveness. It's an intellectual decision. It's not an emotion. And if you choose a positive attitude and say, whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, I'm going to be the best I can be. I'll do the best I can with what I have. Then it's a lot easier to let go. And, you could have a terrible childhood. I had a great childhood, and I have great parents. And so I don't know if I'm a product or reaction. I think I'm a product. But all those things that they taught me, at some point in my adult life, I adopted them as my own. They weren't just things that my parents said, you ought to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They were things that I tested and I thought about, and I don't accept everything that my parents gave me, but for the most part, they were very fundamental to my values.
One of the things that I've told myself and that I offer to my audience as a way of not reacting to things and trying to be positive for the next thing that comes is a little thing that I've taught myself, and that's that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Absolutely.
And so you got to be ready for the next thing that happens. It doesn't care about your baggage. The next opportunity doesn't care about your baggage. It wants to know, are you ready for the future? John Bean, your website is johnmbean.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
They can find your book there. Anywhere else they can find your book?
They can find it in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com.
Wherever fine books are sold. Thank you very much, John. Let's get you back again another day. John Beam, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back with Rick Maurer after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.